Well, here I am, Isabel Community Cafe Kitchen. I can see chocolate, baking trays, what looks like a bit of egg in a Pyrex thingy. Other brands are available.
It's Gain. Plastic.
Plastic.
It's a plastic jug.
Oh, I got that wrong. Thanks. Oh, it's going to be like that, is it? Oh, Gainer, what's going on? You said you switched your phones off.
I did. I'm really sorry.
It's all right.
I know
well,
that is.
Sound effects are fine. What are we going to make?
Right, today we're going to make cookies. Chewy, chocky cookies.
Chewy, chocky cookies.
Holidays, children can do this.
Okay.
And I've been really good this week.
Right.
Because what I've done is I've written down the recipe.
Yeah.
With the costings.
Oh.
With how many calories are in each cookie.
Fantastic.
So for this, we're going to need a block of butter, like the block of butter, old-fashioned. Now, in
Gainer is now demonstrating a block of butter.
I'm going to kick you in the shins if you do that. Right, so you, obviously the cheaper supermarkets, you can get a block of butter for about a pound. Caster sugar, we need 4 ounces, which is 125 grams, which is about 30 p's worth. Dark brown sugar, so that's 5 ounces, 150 grams, which is about 50 p's worth. 1.5 tablespoons of golden syrup, which is about 20 p's worth. How good am I?
Yeah, amazing.
2 large eggs, which is about 30p. 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda.
How much?
About a penny.
Really. 1 penny?
Yeah.
Wow, this is precise.
Now, this is the dearest bit. The recipe says 12 ounces of chocolate or 350 grams. But I haven't done that. I've just put a bar of chocolate in because that's just way too much.
Okay.
So you can get a bar of chocolate for a pound.
So like... Oh, just plain chocolate?
Just ordinary chocolate, whatever you've got in the cupboard even.
Okay.
Now, this recipe makes 25 cookies. Now, if you go into a supermarket and buy a bag of 5, what are we talking? Pound, 150?
Yeah, 5 for a quid.
Yeah, so we're talking 25 for £3.
No way, I'm stepping back.
Step back.
I'm well impressed with this.
Oh, no, it's not going to happen again.
So, everything weighed, everything costed, calorie controlled as well,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I can even tell you the saturated fats as well.
Go on.
7 grams of saturated fats per cookie, and the saturated fats are the ones that make skinny people fat on the inside.
Right, okay.
You know what that means,
don't you? Yeah, I know what you're saying.
In your veins and stuff.
Right,
for cardiovascular disease.
So are you saying they're not...
Hang on, stop.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
stop. Brainy person today, just letting you know.
Okay, yeah. So are you saying chewy, chocky cookies are also healthy cookies?
No, because they're 223 calories a cookie and they're 7 grams. You should always make sure you're around about 3 grams of saturated. Don't go any higher than that because you will get...
So this is part of your one a day.
This is the treat because we're all allowed to have treats.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's such a bargain. 25 cookies for 3, and you think you're going to the supermarket getting 5 for a quid, but you're not, are you? You can make your own for much less.
You can make your own, and it's fun for the kids.
Yeah.
Now, you do need a hand whisk.
Right.
Well, unless you're really strong with a good beating arm. But so what you've got to do is in a bowl, you put your butter, your caster sugar, brown sugar, golden syrup, and vanilla. Did I say vanilla essence? No, I didn't. And a drop of vanilla essence.
Okay.
And then it's softened butter you need. So then you whisk that for about 5 minutes, which I've already done because that's loud in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
In a jug, a plastic jug or a china or a glass, whatever, 2 eggs beaten.
Yeah.
And then in a bowl, I've got 13 ounces of plain flour and a teaspoon of bicarbonate soda.
Got you.
So what I'm going to do now, this is going to be noisy for a minute.
Okay.
So I've already beaten the mixture and it's got to be sort of soft and fluffy.
Right.
I'm just going to add the egg. So you add the egg slowly. And if it starts to curdle, which it hasn't at the moment, you can just add a bit of your flour. Okay. Actually, I'm doing quite well because it's not... Hang on, I spoke too soon. So, chat amongst yourselves. I'm just mixing this.
Yeah, I would talk to myself, but I couldn't hear myself.
Right. That's done.
Okay.
So you've got a nice wet mixture. So to that, I am going to add, I'm going to sift in because it makes it easier, it's lighter.
Yeah.
Some of the flour.
Yeah.
So it's nice and...
How do you know how much flour, Gaynor?
Because I just said at the beginning it's about 13 ounces. But you weren't listening, were you?
I was.
No, you weren't. I but can prove you're that because you just asked me what it was.
You're not putting it all in at once, though, are you?
No, I'm not, because it takes...
You
it's
see,
harder to mix
you
it
see,
together.
That's what I meant, how much you put in to start
well,
with.
Well, sort of, as much as your weak arms can mix
right,
together.
Right, okay. So a little bit at a time.
Yeah. And then it gets stuck in.
See, I'm not as stupid as I look, Gaynor.
Really? I thought you were only really smart when you were Charles Dickens.
Leave him out of this.
Or Mr. Beecham.
Beeching,
whatever. Same.
Look,
isn't
don't
it?
Knock the dish on the floor.
No. Oh, I'm making flour mess everywhere, but that's
you
okay.
You are. It's going all over your recipe and your notes.
That's fine.
You're going to hit me with that in a minute.
I am.
I'm stepping back.
I can't get this off of the... Don't use a metal whisk because it sticks. Hang on. Well, at least you know that I'm doing it while I'm talking.
Yeah.
We so love, I'm going to change. I'm going to change to a wooden spoon because that was just.
Okay.
So beat all that in so it makes a cookie dough. Now, for yeah. some bizarre reason, people like to eat cookie dough raw.
Do
Have
they?
No idea why they do that. Because my mum always told me if you ate raw dough, you'd get worms. But then to that you have chunks of your bar of chocolate.
Yeah.
And you
just
mix,
break it into pieces.
You break it into pieces.
Yeah.
If you want big chunks, leave it big. I've actually got some chocolate buttons in this as well and left them at the normal size.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Not the giant ones, the normal ones. And then you mix that all together.
It is quite hard work.
It is hard work, but it's only hard work because I'm old.
You're not.
If a child was doing this, they could do this for ages, isn't it?
Yeah.
It would just keep them quiet.
Gaynor, you're not old.
I'll feel it today. Right, so then you take... I've got some baking trays with baking paper on so that they don't stick.
Yeah.
2 teaspoons. And you just put a dollop, fill a teaspoon, use the other teaspoon to make sure you've got the right amount
so
on.
It's like a big heap teaspoonful.
Yeah. And then you just drop those on your baking tray.
No particular
Leave it,
shape.
No, because they will flatten down. You don't have to flatten them down.
Okay.
And don't put them too close together because they'll all stick together.
Right.
You could actually do this with a big tablespoon and make them massive big ones.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Right. It's all about what you want to do and what the kids want to do. So what I'll do is I'll just do one lot and then I'll put those in the oven. Now, the oven is electric 200 gas mark 6 for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And if you want a more crispy cookie, 12 minutes.
Okay.
So, how good am I today? Look at
you
that.
You are good. So, that's about 8 minutes worth. I mean, you had pre-mixed.
Yeah,
they
say 5 minutes of the beating with the egg.
Yeah.
With the margarine. Sorry, not the margarine. I said margarine, I meant butter.
Yeah.
So,
about a quarter of an hour?
Yeah, about a quarter of an hour. And if you want to occupy the children.
Fabulous. Yeah.
And then just slam that in the oven and forget it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how you make cookies.
That's fantastic. So here we go. Chewy, chalky cookies, Gaynor style.
Yeah.
And you can do 25 of these for £3.
Yeah.
And you can get the kids involved if you have any available.
Yep. Keeps them quiet.
Keeps them quiet for about half an hour.
Grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because they come about. Do you know about grandchildren?
Oh, yeah.
You have children and you think... Because my son put this thing on Facebook and he said about how it was like some kind of trial to have a child.
Really?
Yes. It was a joke because they just torment you until they're 18.
Yeah.
And then I actually replied on his Facebook thing and I went, no, you got that wrong. It's not till they're 18. Because what happens is they go away, then they come back, they leave home, come back, leave home, come back. Then they leave home, come back, and they bring an extra person. Then they leave home, come back, and then they've got miniature ones of themselves.
Yeah.
So actually, a child is not just for Christmas, it's for life.
It is.
And I did point that out to him.
Yeah. And I remember my mum, I was probably over 40 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I used to go up and see her in Stalybridge, which is where I'm from, near Manchester. And she would always say, "It's a bit chilly out. Have you got a vest on?" And she always did it. I'm not joking. She would always, "Mother..." You know, it was a classic one. I'm 42.
I am terrified of my mum. I'm 56 and I'm still terrified. Oh, don't tell mum. No, don't tell mum I've done that. Yeah,
she
probably.
Could
be listening. Yeah, she does listen.
We'll have to edit it out.
No, mum, I'm scared of you. Okay? I'm not so scared of dad.
Where's mum? Does she live on the island?
Yeah, she lives in Newport.
Okay. I'll have to tell her to tune in then.
She always does anyway, so I'm really in for it.
You are in for it.
What are you doing talking about me on the radio? But I don't think you'll ever lose your fear of your mother, do you?
No. Well,
I don't know, our generation.
Yeah, I think that's right. So, yeah, there was a bit more respect, weren't there, when you were younger? When people of our age were younger, I should say.
It had something to do with the clip round the ear.
Do you think it's true, though, that kids are less
respectful?
Less respectful?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad. And it is sad, but I think it's to do with, or get me going, I think it's to do with the nanny state being told what you can and can't do when each child is an individual.
Yeah.
So you have to go, I mean, obviously, don't beat your child. That's bad.
Yeah.
But you can sort of like put their hand by, if they're going to burn themselves or run in the road, a little slap on the hand, it's not going to hurt them.
No.
Whereas hitting a car is.
Yeah.
So,
a bit more discipline.
Yeah,
needed.
And a little bit, you know... That's an old lady, or not so old in my case. Well,
yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Be polite.
That's a good message.
Don't swear. What's the swearing about? I can't be doing with the swearing.
I'm getting us off on one now.
Yeah, I told you, don't ever start me, Kevin. Don't start me.
So, our message for the week, as we end our sermon this week, is be nice to people.
Be nice to people.
And don't swear much.
Don't swear. And have a bit of respect. Eat cookies. Mm. And think of going to jamming it up at Jack Up at the weekend.
Oh, you had to get that in, didn't you?
I did. Told I would.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks, Gaynor.
Thanks, Kevin. You can eat these in a minute.
Will I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Brilliant. Right, I'm going to sign off then.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks, Gaynor.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.